All right, so it's a type of nunchas. Amar Rav Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Nunchas. Amar Rav Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Rav Yirmiyah ben Elazar says the following: more dreams. Niskalkula Babel, niskalkula Shechinah. Actually, before you get the dreams, when Babel was ruined, its neighbors were ruined also. Rashi says Kilomar. I'm sorry. Good. Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, you're right. I apologize. Makom Shenekra Menu Avodas Gilulim. I'm sorry. So the Mishnah said that if you pass by a place where Avodah Zorah was uprooted, so you make the bracha of Baruch She'akar Avodah Zorah B'makom Hazeh. So says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanon. Haroe Markulus. If someone sees Markulus, now both say there's an interesting discussion: is if Markulus is a specific Avodah Zorah, or if Markulus is just a general, generic name for Avodah Zorah. Okay, but for our purposes, it doesn't really matter all that much. A person sees Markulus. Omer Baruch Shenasan Erech Apayim Over Ritzono. A person says the bracha: Blessed is God Shenasan Erech Apayim. Nasan Erech Apayim means that God has patience for those who go ahead and violate His will. Remember, we saw this actually in the I think we saw already in the Sassi Sharon that he brought down the idea. Maybe we didn't see it yet. I apologize, we didn't see it yet. But one of the things the Sassi Sharon brings down is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds us accountable for every single thing that we do, so then where is the Midas Harachim? So he points out the Midas Harachim is that He doesn't punish us instantaneously. The idea is that really it should be that if you transgress the will of God, there should be immediate punishment. So the idea over here is that we say the bracha, blessed is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's Erech HaPayim over Ritzono, who has patience with those who transgress His will. Makom Shenek Ramein Avodas Kochavim, if you see a place from which Avodah Zorah was uprooted, Omer Baruch She'akar Ako Me'artzenu, Ukeshem Shenek Ramein Makom Zeh, Kein Te'akar Mikol Mekomos Yisrael. You say, blessed is God who has uprooted idolatry from our land, and the same way that He uprooted it from here, He should uproot it in all the places of the Jewish people. And return the hearts of those who serve you to serve you. We leave off this last part of return the hearts of those who serve Avodah Zorah to serve you. One. Because the majority of the inhabitants of Chutz La'aretz are Obdei Kochavim. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Af b'Chutz La'aretz Tzarech Lomar Kein, Mipnei She'asidin L'Sgayer. So Reb Shimon Elazar says, no, even in Chutz La'aretz you should add in this suffix, why? Because ultimately they are going to convert. Shenemar, Az Epoch El Amim Safa Berura. In the Messianic era, the nations of the world are going to convert. I also just want to point out, it doesn't literally mean they're going to convert to Judaism. It means they're going to embrace monotheism. Correct. Darash Rav Hamnuna, Haroe Bavel Harasha, someone who sees the evil Bavel, Tzarech Levarich Chamesh Brachos. You have to make five brachos. Make five brachos. So we'll say, obviously, when the Gemara says Bavel Harasha, that's a reflection of Chazal's attitude to the fact that Bavel destroyed the first base and Mikdash. So you have to say five brachos. Tzarech Levarich Chamesh Brachos. Roa Bavel Omer, Baruch Shehechriv, Bavel Harasha. Say, if you see Bavel, so now you're seeing Bavel in ruins. So you say, Baruch Shehechir Bavel Harasha. Blessed is God who destroyed the evil Bavel. Ro'a Beso Shal Nebuchadnezzar. If you see the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, Omer, Baruch Shehechir Beso Shal Nebuchadnezzar Harasha. Ro'a Gov Shalarayos. If you see the den of lions. So this is referring over here to the den of lions of Daniel. Right? So then, Kiv Shana Ish. Or the fiery furnace into which Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into. Omer Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Mavasinu B'Makom Hazeh. Ra'am Markulis, if you saw the Avodah Zorah Markulis. Omer Baruch Shenasan Erech Apayim La'Ovrei Ritzono. Ra'am Makom Shenotlin Mimenu Afar. If you saw the place where they take from it dirt. Look at Rashi for just a moment. So Rashi here points, Rashi gives two interpretations. The first is a little bit more mystical about an animal not being able to leave without putting dirt on it. But the second one, which Rashi points out from his Rebbe, Moreno HaRav Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Reisi Shenotle Misham Afar Letit LeBinyonei HaMakom, a quarry. If you see a place in which they take dirt, in which they take stones from for building purposes, Omer Baruch Va'ose Gozer Umekayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who says, who does, and ultimately Gozer decrees and is done. Rashi says, Shegazer lahashmida v'kayim. So meaning if you see the place from which they used to go ahead and quarry dirt and quarry stones for building, and now you see Bavel in ruins, you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who keeps his word to destroy the enemies of the Jewish people. So Rava, ki yava chaza chamri deshakli ofra, when Rava would see a donkey that was carrying dirt, tarif lehu yada al gabayu, he would slap his hand on the back of the animal, va'amar rehutu tzadiki leme aved reusa demareichu, go and run to do the service of your master. When Marbere Dravina would go to Bavel, Havashakil Afra Bisudre, he would go ahead and put dirt. Sudre could either mean his cloak or it could mean his turban. He put it in his clothing. Bishade Libra. And then he would go ahead and let it go, throw it out. The Kaimashinemar Vitata Sebe Matatahi Shamed. That literally you will sweep them away and destroy them. Amrav Ashi. Ana ha derav hanuna lo shmiali ela midate brichtinhu lekulu. So Rashi said, I never heard the statement of Rav Huna that says you're supposed to make these five brachos when you see Bavel, but intuitively I understood you're supposed to do them. Tap of Nunchas. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, niskalala Bavel, niskalala shcheneha. When Bavel was cursed, so its neighbors were cursed as well. Rashi points out over Kolomar. So when Bavel was compromised, its neighboring countries were compromised as well. Interestingly enough, Shomron was the capital of, remember, the Jewish kingdom was split up into two kingdoms. There was Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Yisrael. So Malchus Yehuda is comprised of Yehuda and Binyamin, right? And Malchus Yisrael is everyone else. So Shomron is the capital of Malchus Yisrael. So very often the Gemara says Shomron, it's a reference to just Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael. So Niskalala Shomron, Nisbarchu Shechina. But amazingly enough, when Shomron, Eretz Yisrael, was cursed, so its neighbors are benefit, its neighbors are blessed. So Niskalala Bavel, Niskalalu Shechina, Dichsiv, so the quotes over here, the pasuk from Yeshaya, V'santiha Limorash Kipold va'agme mayim. Literally, I'll turn Bavel into swamps. Niskalu l'shomron, nisbarchu shcheinha. Dichsiv v'samti shomron le'iasada l'mitei keren. Here, when the Navi describes the destruction ultimately of Eretz Yisrael, it says it'll be vineyards. What does that mean? Now, even when Klal Yisrael doesn't get to enjoy it, the other nations who are there will get to enjoy it. As opposed to when Bavel is destroyed, it's decimated. Va'amra pamuna. Haroa Uchlusei Yisrael. If someone sees Uchlusei Yisrael, now also Uchlusei Yisrael, look at Rashi. He says, Chel Godol Shoshishim Revo. Uchlusei literally means like a large gathering. Large gathering. So Rashi says that the large gathering I'm talking about over here is 600,000 people. So if you see 600,000 Jews together, now 600,000, of course, is not just a haphazard number, right? That's the number of men by Matan Torah. So if you see 600,000 people, Omer, Baruch Chacham Harozen, you say, blessed is the wise one who knows all hidden things. Uchlis say, Ovdei Kochavim. Now the reason for that particular bracha is because when you have that gathering of people, you know, the amazing part is when you have so many Jews, you also see all the differences that exist between us. But the amazing part is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's happening in the heart of each and every one of the people who are gathered there. So it's interesting. So when you see that gathering, it highlights the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That here you have this gathering of people, this incredible diversity, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who knows the hidden thoughts of each of them. Och, let's say, if you see a gathering of non-Jews, of idolaters, Omer, Bushe Imchem. So you say, again, this is taken from the pasuk of Yirmiyah, Bushe imchem ma'od charfa yolarateichem. Embarrassing are your actions to your mother. Don't make that bracha out loud, especially if there's a large gathering. But that's the idea. Tan Rabbanon. Haroa uch l'se Yisrael. If one sees a gathering of the Jewish people, Omer baruch chacham harozin. She'in datam dom zelaze. Because their intellect is not that right, their thoughts are not like one another. They impirt sufehem domen zelaze, just like they don't look like one another. So Benzoma ra uchlasa agav ma'al harabayis. Benzoma was standing on the harabayis and he saw a large gathering. Amr Baruch Chacham Harazim. And he made this bracha of Baruch Chacham Harazim. Ubaruch Shebara Kol Eila L'Sham Sheni. This is actually very interesting. And blessed is God who made all of these people to serve me. Now what does that mean? Hu Haya Omer. So this is actually very profound. Hu Haya Omer. He used to say the following. This is all Ben Zomer. Kama Yigiyos Yaga Adam Harishon Ad Shematza Pas Lechon. How much did Adam HaRishon have to work before he had a loaf of bread? Charash, he plowed. Zora, he seeded. Katzar, he reaped. Amar, he winnowed. Dosh, he threshed. V'zora, ubirer, v'tichein, v'hirkid, v'losh, v'afad. He went through all of the different processes of preparing the bread. Right? He separated, he grinded, he kneaded, he baked. V'achar kach achol. And then he ate. V'ani, mashkim umet motzi kol elu mitukanin lefanai. And then this has been amazing. I wake up and there's bread on the table. Right? His idea was that sometimes you don't appreciate, you know, once upon a time, so when people wanted something, they had to personally do all of these steps. And Baruch Hashem, so I want something, it's prepared for me already. The kama yigios yaga adam arishon, yaga adam arishon at shematza bagel lilbosh. And how much work did Adam have to do until he had an article of clothing? Gozas, he had to shear the sheep, believing, he had to whiten the wool. Nafats, he had to comb it, fit tava, he had to weave it, ba'arag, and he had to, also tava ba'arag is like weave it together. The achakach matza bagel lilbosh. And then he had an article of clothing to wear. Va'ani mashkim. And Ben Zoma said, and I wake up, and what happens? I just put my hand in the closet, pull out an article of clothing, and it's there. So that's when he made that bracha, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of these things, all of these people to serve me. What Ben Zoma was really highlighting was the fact that how privileged I am, that for my needs in life, I don't have to go through all of the steps of production, but rather I could just simply get what I want already made. Kol umos shoktos uba'u lepesach besi, va'ani mashkim umotzi kol elu lefanai. All of the nations go ahead and wake up early and come to my doorstep, and I find all of these things in front of me. So what he's saying over here is that essentially all these wheels are turning all around me to produce the things that I need. I wake up in the morning and they're right there for me. Hu haya Omer, he used to say the following. Oreach tov mahu Omer, what does a good guest say? Kama tirchos tarach balabayis bishvili. Look how much the balabas did for me. My host did for me. Kama baser hevi lefanai. Kama yayin hevi lefanai. Look how much wheat, meat. Look how much wine. Kama gluskos hevi lefanai. Look at these wonderful rolls or cakes. The choma shetarach lo tarach ala bishvili. And everything the balabas did, he did for me. He did for me. Aval reach ra mahu omer. But what does an oreach ra, what does a bad guest say? Matorach tarach balabayis. Ah, what did the balabayis do? Pas achos achalti, chaticha achos achalti, kos achos shasisi. What, they had a little slice of challah, had a little piece of meat, I drank one cup of wine. Kol torach tarach balabayis zeh, lo tarach ela bishvil ishto ubarov. He didn't really do anything extra for me. Everything he did, he was doing already for his family. So here's amazing over here. Well, let's finish. Al oreach tov ma omer. What does it say about the good guest? Say over here now. The Gemara quotes from the pasuk in Iyov. Zechor ki tasgi paalo asher soruru anashim. Remember the effort that people put in. Al oreach roksiv. What does it say about the bad guest? Lachin yireu anashim. Lachin yireu anashim. Therefore, again, people ultimately will see him, lo yir et kol chach meleiv, and he will not see all of the wisdom that's inside. Also, what the Gemara is highlighting over here is the concept of perspective. Right? The idea is you could have the same exact event in life, and it's just a question of your perspective on it. So it could very well be that the balabos did not go ahead and prepare all that much extra for me, but it's a dinin hakaras atol. At the end of the day, what makes you a good person is when you recognize the good that people did for you, even if they didn't go so out of their way for you. Va'ish b'mei sho'ol zokin ba'ba'anoshin. So the pasuk says, this is quoted from the Navi in Shmuel Aleph, that the man in the days of Sho'ol was old, ba'ba'anoshin. Amar Rabbi Yitim Rav Zid Yitim Rav Oshia Zeyishai Avi David. Who is the Ish that it's referring to over here? This is Yishai, the father of David. Sheyatza Bo'uchlusa V'nichnas Bo'uchlusa. who used to go out with a large group of people and came in with a large group of people. Rashi points out, see, the Gemara is using the same word uchlusa over here, which means large gathering. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean 600,000 people, right? But it means a large entourage. The darush po uchlusa, and he used to teach a large group as well. Rosai says, the gadlus of Yishai, the father of David, is that, and this also, this is a fascinating combination. You see, obviously, David HaMelech as well, this notion of a Talmud Chacham warrior. Right, so Yishai used to go out to battle with a large group of men, meaning he led men in battle. He came back with men from battle, and he gave shiurim to a large number of men also. So he was the general, and he was also the rebbe. Amar Ula, Nachtinan ein uchlusa bebavel. So Ula said, we have a tradition that the concept of uchlusa doesn't apply in Babel. Meaning this idea of seeing a large gathering of Jews over which you make a bracha does not apply in Babel, only in Eretz Yisrael. Tana ein uchlusa p'chusa mishishim revo. So the Gemara also teaches that uchlusa is not less than 600,000. Tana Rabbanan, haroa chachme Yisrael, if one sees the wise men of the Jewish people, Omer, baruch shecholot michachmaso liyireyav. You say, blessed is God who gave of his wisdom to those who fear him. Chachme ovdei kochavim, if you see non-Jewish wise people, Omer, baruch shenosan michachmaso libriyosav. Suppose there is a, this, and this is halacha lemaisa. If you go ahead and you see an outstanding Talmud Chacham, so you say the bracha, baruch shechalach michachmaso liyireyav. Blessed is God who gave of his wisdom to those who fear him. If you see a non-Jewish person who's a brilliant mind, the bracha that's made is, baruch shenosan michachmaso libriyosav. Blessed is God who has given of his intellect to his creation. Because the person might not necessarily fear God, the person might not even believe in God, but the point is, if a person is brilliant, you make that bracha over their intellect. Haroe Malchei Yisrael, if a person sees a Jewish king, Omer, Baruch Shechalak Michvodo Liyureyav, blessed is God who has given of his honor to those who fear him. Malchei Ovdei Kochavim, if a person goes ahead and sees a non-Jewish king, Omer, Baruch Shenasan Michvodo Libriyosav. Amar Rav Yochanan, Liolam Yishtadel Adam Laros Likras Malchei Yisrael. A person should always try, if possible, to go and see monarchy. Velo Likras Malchei Yisrael Bilva. And that's not only Jewish monarchy. Ela Filo Likras Malchei Ovdei Kochavim. It's also true with non-Jewish monarchy. Why? Shem Yiske, because if you merit, now what that means is if you merit to see the coming of Mashiach, Yavchin Bein Malchei Yisrael Malchei Ovdei Kochavim. You will see the difference between Jewish monarchy and non-Jewish monarchy, meaning that we know we had this Gemara before. So, you know, if you were paying attention to the news this past year, you know they celebrated Queen Elizabeth's 60th year reigning, right? So what's amazing is that there's real covet. There's real covet. Like people at least some people really respect the notion of a monarch, independent of what power. So what Gemara is saying over here is you should go out of your way to see monarchy because you'll see how people treat a monarch, and then when Mashiach comes in Yeretz Hashem, you'll see how people really treat a monarch. But at least by seeing how they treat a non-Jewish monarch, you get a frame of reference for what it means to be a mechaved monarchy. Rav Sheshes Sagi Nohar Hava. Rav Sheshes was blind. Now, of course, Sagi Nohar means a lot of light. The Gemara often uses this this euphemism for describing someone who's blind. Hava Ka'azli Kuli Alma Lekabuli Ape Malka. So everybody was going to greet the king. Vikam Ozel Bahadayu. And Rav Sheshes was going along as well. So the Gemara says, Vikam Ozel Bahadayu. Vikam Azal Bahadai Rav Sheshes. And Rav Sheshes is going along with the rest of the group. Ashkechei Hahu Tzduki. There was a particular Tzduki. Now remember, Tzdukim were these people who did not believe in Harosh Baal Peh. They did not believe in the written law. They only believed in the oral law. So there's a certain Tzduki in the group. Amalei Chatzbi Linara Kigani Layo. So the Tzduki says, only the whole pitchers go to the river. Where do the broken pitchers go? Which is a way of saying, obviously, whole pitchers go to the river because they could contain water. Broken pitchers, there's no point in taking them to the water because they can't, the river, because they can't contain the water. He was saying to Rav Sheshes, why are you wasting your time going to see the king? You can't see. You can't see, you're blind. So why are you going to see the king? Amar lei, tachazi diadana tfeminach. So Rav Sheshes said, you're going to see, I know more about the monarchy, or I can, really what he means is, come and see that I know more than you. What he's saying is, come and see that even in my blindness, I understand what's going to happen, bless you, even more than you do. Chaluch, bless you. Chalav Gunda Kamaisa. So now they're sitting there. I guess it's some kind of like royal parade. So they're sitting there. And Gunda Kamaisa. The first group passes by. Rashi points out is Gunda is a cat. Is a group. So the first, Basu. So the first group comes passing by. Ki Avsha, when it got very loud, Amar Leahu Tzduki Asa Malka. So because of all the noise, Tzduki says, he says to Rashashis, ah, the king is coming. Amar Le Rav Sheshes, Lo Kaasi. Rav Sheshes says, he's not coming yet. Chalaf Gunda Tinyana, another group of the king's entourage passed by. Ki Ka'avsha, when it got very loud, Amar Le Yehud Tzduki, Hashta Kaasi Malka. The king's coming. Amar Le Rav Sheshes, Lo Kaasi Malka. King's not coming yet. Chalaf Tli Soy. The third group then passed by. Ki Kashaska, Amar Le Rav Sheshes, Vade Hashta Asi Malka. So we'll say, apparently, after the third group passed by, it quieted down. Rav Sheshes said, oh, now the king is coming. Amar Le Hutzduki, Mina Lechaha, right? How do you know? So Amar Le, Vimalchusa Da'ara Ke'i Malchuzarki. And of course, the Gemara doesn't say it, but Rav Sheshes was right. After it quieted down, then the king came. So this Tzduki asks Rav Sheshes, he says, how do you know this? So Sheshes says, because the heavenly monarchy very much resembles, I should say, Malchusa da'arake Malchusa da'arakia. Earthly monarchy very much resembles heavenly monarchy. Dichsif, listen to this. So he quotes over here the pasuk from Melachim. Say, va'amarta bahar. Go out and stand by the mountain, lifnei Hashem. V'hine Hashem over, v'ruach gidola v'chazak mefarik harim u'mishaber slayim lifnei Hashem. There's going to be a strong wind, the type of wind that breaks apart mountains, that smashes stones, going to come out before God. Lo beruach Hashem. But God is not going to be in that wind. V'achar haruach rash, v'lo berash Hashem. Afterwards, it's going to be rash. It's like rash could be either noise or thunder or an earthquake. But God is not going to be in that earthquake. V'achar harash, and after the earthquake, ish, fire is going to come. Lo be'esh Hashem, but God's not going to be in the ish. V'achar ha'esh, kol dimama daka. Right, so also, that's why, right, in the Sanatokef, when we arrive at the kol dimama daka, that's from here. That the amazing part is that there is all of this dramatic noise that precedes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when God comes, you can hear a pin drop. Kol dimama daka. You understand the metaphor in that. The metaphor in that is that the entire universe, it's actually very dramatic, is stilled before the Ribono Shel Olam. When Ribono Shel Olam comes, the entire nature is paralyzed into submission. So there's no noise, there's no fire, there's no wind, there's just silence. I'm sorry? Aristotle was different. So he says the following. So therefore, Rav Sheshes says that therefore I knew that this procession was going to be very much like what happens in the heavens. The idea is that, now, this is going to open up a more general idea that monarchy is ordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, earthly monarchy. But the point that Rav Sheshes said is he understood, even though not Lav Dafka, that the monarchy is actively modeling itself after this, but that's just the way it happens. Ki Asa Malka, when the king finally came, Pasach Rav Sheshes Vekam Varechle. So Rav Sheshes came, Rav Sheshes said the bracha. Rav Sheshes said the bracha on the king. Amar Le Yehud Tzduki, Leman Delochazis Le Kamevarchis. So the Tzduki said to Rav Sheshes, I don't think you couldn't see the king. So why would you say the bracha if you can't see the king? So the Gemara says, okay, so at this point in time, so this Tzduki obviously is really bothering Rav Sheshes. Umay Havi Ahodu Tzduki, what happened to the Tzduki name? So what the Gemara says to Mosai is, it can't be that you start up with Rav Sheshes like this and you emerge unscathed, right? You want to ask questions, that's one thing, but the cheppering and the disrespects, what happened to Tzduki? Ika da amri chavruhi kachlinhu le'ene. So some say that his friends painted his eyes. So painted his eyes is, Rashi points out, is a euphemism for gouging out his eyes. That what does that mean? That Pashas, what it means is, a guy like this, who starts up with people, ended up starting up with some of the wrong people, right? And that he got himself into trouble and they gouged out his eyes. The Ika da Amri, others say, Rav Sheshes Nasan Einav Bo, the Naase Gal Shalat Samos. that Rav Sheshes literally put his eyes on this individual, set his eyes on this person, and he became a heap of bones. Right? So you see that concept a number of times throughout Shas, where people are pogame. What the Marsha points out, that what this really means is, we spoke about earlier, about being pogame in the covet of a Talmud Chacham. That when one goes out and disrespects or disparages a Talmud Chacham, that's being pogame in the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's very serious punishments for that. So Nasa Gash Azal doesn't literally mean that he just became a heap. It doesn't have to mean he just became a heap of bones. But what it means is that he was punished for this incredible disrespect that he showed to Rav Sheshes. Rav Shila Nagdei Lahu Gavra Debal Mitzris. So Rav Shila gave lashes to a man who had relations with a mitzris. So there was this man who had relations with a non-Jewish woman. So Rav Shila gave him lashes for his infraction. Now I will say, I have to point out, this is happening in Bava. This is not happening in Eretz Yisrael. Azel Achal Bei Kartzei Bei Malka. So what happened? The guy who got the lashes was upset that he was punished. So what did he do? He went and informed the non-Jewish authorities. Literally means he went to the king. The Achal Bei Kartzei means that he went to eat kartza. Right? So there's different people to translate kartza different ways. Some translate it actually as bucks or as carib. But it's a euphemism. People, when they used to go ahead and say Lashon Hara, so you don't like to do Lashon Hara on an empty stomach. You know, let's have something to eat. Like, we'll have a little snack. And then Lashon Hara also. It's the same Lashon, by the way, here, that's used by the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. That when ultimately, when Bar Kamsa goes to the house of the Caesar, says, Echel Kwe Kartse Bei Malka, same idea. Amar Ika Chad Gavra Be Yudai, the Kadayin Dina below Harmana de Malka. So this guy, this unnamed individual, went to the king, went to the government, and he said that there's a particular rabbi, who is setting up his own court system and is not going ahead and paying attention to the laws of the king. Meaning, what this individual is coming along to say was, there is this guy, Rav Shila, who essentially set up his own judicial system, and he's his own government, and he's not giving proper kavod to your government. Shadr alei prisakta. So what happened? Shadr alei prisakta. They went ahead and they sent an officer to go ahead and fetch Rav Shila, and to bring him before the king to find out what's going on. Ki asa amar le mai taima nagarate lahai. So they asked Rav Shila, tell us, why did you administer lashes to this individual? Amar lehu deba al hamarta. They said to him, so Rav Shila said, because he had relations with a donkey. Right? Meaning he committed bestiality. Amar le islacha sahadi. They said to Rav Shila, do you have witnesses? Amar lehu in. And Rav Shila said, yes. Asa Eliyahu idami leinish va'asid. A miracle happened. Eliyahu Hanavi showed up, right? Took the form of a person and testified against this individual. Amar lei ihachi barkitalu. So apparently, interesting, at least at this point in time, the laws of the land also forbade bestiality. So he said, if that's the case, why didn't you kill him? Amar lohu anan miyoma digalina me'arin les lan reshusa lemikto. We, since we have been exiled from our land, no longer have the ability to adjudicate capital cases. We can't kill anyone. Asun madibaisun avidube. But whatever you want to do with him, right, go ahead and feel free to do with him. Adima aine babe dina. And while they were looking into this matter, Pasach Rav Shila va'amar lecha Hashem hagdula v'hagvura. So now, what was happening over here is now they were deciding what to do with this particular individual. So as they were thinking about this case in the house of the king, so Rav Shila says a Pasach, lecha Hashem hagdula v'hagvura. To you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his greatness and strength. Omri lei, my comrade, they asked him, what did you just say? Amar lehu hachi ka'amina. This is what I said. Baruch rachmana diyahev malchusa ba'ara ke'en malchusa dirakia. That blessed are you, God, who established earthly monarchy like you established in the form or in the way that the heavenly monarchy conducts itself. Viyahev lecha shultana v'rachame dina. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just give you proper monarchy for Rachmei Dina and be able to exercise compassion in your judgments. Amru, Chaviva Alei Yikari Demachusa Kulei. So they said to Rav Shila, we see that you have so much covet for the monarchy. Right? Now Rav Shila was summoned before them on the charge that he didn't respect the monarchy. Now he's mamish giving brachas to the monarchy. So you see how much you respect the monarchy? So what happened? Yahir v'le kulfa. They gave him a kulfa. Rashi says, makil lirdos. It's the top Rashi in left-hand column. They gave him a club. Now, what does it mean they gave him a club? Namish, that he, that's authority, right? You could beat people up. Yahir v'le kulfa. Amrle don dina. And they said to him, feel free to adjudicate cases. Right? Feel free to go ahead and implement justice. Ki hava nafik, amrlu ahagavra, abid rachmana nisa l'shakre. Right? Interestingly enough, l'shakre, haki amrli, hachar, excuse me, amrlu ahagavra, abid rachmana nisa l'shakre. So, interestingly enough, afterwards, so as they're walking out, this man confronted Rav Shila. And he said, I don't understand. God performs miracles to lie? Meaning, also, at the end of the day, Rav Shila accused this guy of engaging in bestiality. That's not what he did. And number two, a miracle occurred that Eliyahu HaNavi came to be a witness for this, and that's not what the man did. So the man is a little incredulous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs miracles to support lies. So, Ahachi Amrli, Rasha, Lav Chamori Ikru, Dechsiv Asher Basar Chamorim Bissaram. So interestingly enough, are they not compared to donkeys? Because here he's quoting the pasuk from Yecheskel that their flesh is like the flesh of donkeys. This is Dafka talking about the Mitzrim, right? That the Mitzrim were considered to be so immoral that they were like the donkey. I guess apparently the donkey is known to be a very immoral, immoral animal. So the Mitzrim were mamish immoral, like donkey immoral. So are the Mitzrim not considered to be donkeys? And remember this man, remember what did he do? He was Boel the Mitzris. Right, he engaged in relations with the mitzvahs. So chazye de ka'aza lememra luhu de karinu chamre. So now what happened? So Rav Shila saw that this guy just made a beeline back to the king. Because what was he going to say? He was going to say that Rav Shila thinks you guys are donkeys. Right? He was about to tell them that they're donkeys. Amar hai rodefu. So Rav Shila quickly said to himself, this guy is a rodef. Right, this guy is going to put us all in mortal danger. The Torah said, "In bala hargicha, if someone comes to kill you, hashkem lahargo, you kill him first." Machye bakulfa, he used his new club. He hit his club. He used his club to hit the guy. Vekatle, and he killed him. Omer, hoil vis avid li nisa b'haikra darshina le. So Rav Shila said. So also what's amazing over here is just, you know, if you, well, okay, let's go on. So he says, now that I said this pasuk of Lecha Hashem Hagdula V'Agvura, let me darshin it. Darshin Alev. Lecha Hashem Hagdula. What does it mean to you Hashem is greatness? Zu Ma'aseh Bereishis. This refers to creation. V'cheinu Omer Ose Gedolos Ad Ein Cheker. V'Agvura. And what does it mean to you God is greatness? Is strength. Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim. There refers to the Exodus. Shenemar V'Yar Yisrael Esayad Hagdola. V'hatif eres, and what does it mean to you, God is splendor? Zuchama ulavana shamdol Yoshua. That refers to when the sun and the moon stood still for Yoshua. Shneemar vayidom hashemesh v'yareach amad v'hanetzach. Now again, all the Gemara is just doing is going through the entire pasuk and telling us what each word refers to. V'hanetzach zu mapalosel shel Romi. This refers to the downfall of Rome. V'chenu omer, and here he quotes this pasuk is from. Pasuk is from Yeshaya, V'yez nitzchom al begadai. V'ha'hod, what does it mean, the splendor? Zu melchemes nachale Arnon. That refers to the war of the streams of Arnon. Remember also we saw that back in Yemar. That was when the Amori wanted to try to attack the Jewish people and they carved out hiding places in the mountains and HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the mountains to come together. Shene Amar, Al Kein Yomar B'Seifam Lochamos Hashem Es Vahev B'Sufa. So remember we saw the Yemar said Vahev and B'Sufa were the two Mitzorayim who traveled at the back of the camp. Ki Kova Shayim Va'aretz Zu Milchemes Sisra. This refers to the war of Sisra, which was the war that Devorah and Barak fought against Sisra. This is the Haftorah, right, for Rosh Hashanah. Shene'emar, min shamayim nilchamu, hakochovim mimislo sum. L'cha Hashem ha-mamlocha, to you Hashem is the mamlocha, the monarchy, zum l'chemes ha-molik. V'chinu omer, kiyad al-keis yah, kakiyad al-keis ka. V'hamis nasei, the one who is exalted, zu melchemes gog u'magog. This refers to melchemes gog u'magog. Techinu omer, hineni eilecha gog nesirosh, mashach batuva lechorosh. Amar Rav Chanan barama, amar Rav Yochanan, afilu reish gargisa min shamayim manulei. Even the Resh Kargisa. What's a Resh Kargisa? If you take a look at Rashi Rabbosai, Resh Kargisa, bor hamemuna al hachofrin chafiros tamalosan mayim, kedei lahashkos ba'en sadoseyen. So the Resh Kargisa is the guy in charge of digging irrigation channels. Now, the guy in charge of digging irrigation channels is not such a bakavadik position, but he's in charge of other people. What the Gemara is saying is, any position of leadership is ordained from heaven. Any time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you over other people, by definition, that's to say, even the lowliest form of leadership. He says, min shemayim manulei. He's been appointed from shemayim. B'masnisa tana mishmed Rabbi Akiva, l'cha Hashem Agdula. Okay, so now, Gemara is going back. What is in the l'cha Hashem Agdula? Zukriyas Yamsuf. That refers to the splitting of the sea. V'ag givura. Strength, zumakas bechoros, that refers to the plague of the firstborn. Vatiferes, splendor, zumatan Torah. Vahnitzach, ze Yerushalayim. Vahod, ze Beis HaMikdash. Alright. Tarabana. Haroe bate Yisrael b'yishuvan. One who sees bate Yisrael b'yishuvan. One who ultimately sees, literally, the homes of the Jewish people in a state of habitation. Omer, Baruch Matziv Gvul Almona. You say the bracha of blessed of God. Blessed is God who restores the boundaries of the widow. Restores the boundaries of the widow. The idea is that if you see Jewish habitation rebuilt, you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for restoring that which has been destroyed. B'chorbanon, but if you see Jewish communities in a state of destruction, Omer Baruch Dayon HaEmes. Bate Ovdei Kochav Miyeshuvan, if you see the communities of idolaters while they are settled, Omer, you see over here now the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Mishlei, Beis Geyim Yisach Hashem. Literally, the houses of Geyim, the houses of the arrogant ones, God should erase. B'chorbanon, if you see them destroyed, Omer, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Sophia. God is a God of vengeance. Ula v'Rav Chista, Havuka Azle v'Archa. Ula and Rav Chista were traveling on the way. Kimatu apischa de bei Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, Nagid Rav Chista v'Isnach. As they reached the home of Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, Rav Chista stopped and he sighed. Amar le Ula, Amai Kamis Nasach. Right, about Kamis Nachas. So Ula said to Rav Chista, why are you sighing? V'ha'omer Rav, anocha shoveres chatzi gufo shel adam. A real krechts, a real sigh, could literally break half of the body of a person, which is another way of saying that a real sigh, a real krechts, literally saps one of their strength. Shene emar, v'ata ben adam ha'anoch b'shavra misnayim. V'rav Yochanan amar, af kol gufo shel adam. No, a real sigh could even sap a person of all this strength. Shene emar, v'ayo ki yomru eilacha amata ne'anach, v'amarta el shmua v'namas kolev. Amar lei, so Rav Chista said, lo asnach, how could I not sigh? Besa da havu ba shisin afiyasa b'yamama, v'shisin afiyasa b'lele. This is the home where there are 60 bakers constantly working every day, and 60 bakers constantly working every night. Right? Shisi avishisin afyon balela, v'afyon l'chol man ditzarech. And anyone who needed to eat something was able to come here and get something to eat. Below shakol yoda min kisa, disavar dilma osi ani bartuvim, and furthermore, Rav Chana bar Chaniloi would never take his hand out of his pocket, right? Meaning that he always had his hand on his wallet. Why, listeners of us, this is amazing. Disavar, because he felt, dilma osi ani bartuvim, maybe a poor person who was the son of noble people, meaning a poor person who wasn't always poor, a poor person who once had wealth, but now lost it. And what's going to happen? He's going to come, he's going to need tzedakah. Va'adumati le'likise kamachsif. And what's going to happen? And by the time it takes me to go out and put my hand into my wallet, to go ahead and take out money, he's going to get embarrassed and he's going to leave. So can you imagine this? He always kept his hand in his pocket so that somebody would need immediate tzedakah to be able to give it to him. And furthermore, his home was open on all four ends. Ruchsa da Amma was open on all four directions. And to ever, whoever came in hungry went out satiated. And they would put wheat and barley on the outside of the house, so that anyone who was too embarrassed to come and ask for something by day was able to come under the cover of night and get something to eat. Could it be that now this home fell into such state of disrepair? Rashi says, "Shenafal v'naase tel." Now it's just a ruin. It's just a tel, and I shouldn't sigh. Amr lehachi Amr Rabbi Yochanan, miyom shecharav beis hamikdash nigzira gezira abatein shel tzadikim. But what should we do? That from the day that beis hamikdash was destroyed, the gezira came out on the home of tzadikim. Also, sheyichravu sheneemar bazne Hashem tzvakos im lo batim rabim l'shama yiyu gedolim v'tovim me'ayin yoshev. That ultimately, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house sits in ruin, the houses of tzaddikim sits in ruin as well. But let's end with a positive note. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'achzirin liyishuvan. But ultimately, God will restore these homes as well. Shana Emar, Shir HaMalos leDavid habotchim ba'Hashem kehar Tzion. Those who trust in God will be like Har Tzion. Ma Har Tzion, asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'achzir liyishuvo. Just like Har Tzion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will restore Af batein shel tzadikim asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'achzir on the Yeshuvan. So to ultimately the house of so just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu restored his Beis HaMikdash, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu restored the houses of tzadikim as well. All right, let's stop over here.